This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Washington would be after that. 48-49. I didn't realize this. Wow. You know, you learn something new every day.
So I've heard that.
So, but the Bullets were the Capitals before they were the Bullets. Is that right? Or is this a typo on a story that I'm reading?
It's a typo.
It's definitely a typo. Okay, I'm not insane.
They were what originally? Well, I shouldn't say originally.
Before what was Washington?
They were the Baltimore Bullets.
Yeah, Baltimore. Yeah, but
then
so
they
now
were the, then they were the.
I'm just looking at this on an ESPN story.
Then they were the Washington Bullets. Then I think they were the Capitol Bullets, and then became the Washington Wizards.
Correct. So that, and I looked at this and I'm reading this ESPN story and it's like Washington Capitals 15-0, and then I'm like, well, wait, maybe the Capitals did that to start a hockey season, but this is an NBA thing. So unless the Capitals have joined the NBA, that I'm sure that's 48. That would be just Washington. So
weren't they the Capitol Bullets? I believe at one point.
Oh, maybe that's what they were. Could they have been that in 48-49?
I don't know.
All right. Anyway, Washington sitting there. They've got the third longest, tied for the second longest streak at 15. And then it's amazing to think that Golden State rattled off 24 in a row in that 15-16 season. So, you know, you're within reach of having the second longest streak in NBA history to start a season. 13-0. If you can get to 15-0, you tie it. And if you get to 16-0, you sit alone in second. How important is that, Jeff? How important is this streak? It's kind of it's a fun mark on the year.
It's important for this reason. Those are in the win column and they're not coming out.
Right.
And you know, the more you win now, the less in theory you have to win for a playoff spot later. Now, the one thing about it is, and the NBA is a long season.
Mm-hmm.
You get ready for a ding, Dan. I was at the All-Star game in Houston years ago.
Ding.
And it was a different world then, but the Cavs were hot. I'm in the Eastern Conference locker room talking to guys, and there's like nobody in there. And I was able to talk to some of these guys. Oh, no, the ding's coming up.
Oh.
And so I was interviewing Kevin McHale.
Ding!
There it was. And I asked Kevin McHale about, you know, the Cavs, because they were on fire and just going gangbusters.
Yeah.
And he said something that stuck with me to this day. He said, yeah, that's really good. All that really matters in the NBA is who's really playing well in late March and April. And I thought, okay, that's interesting. And he's right. If you figure it out in March and April and you're playing good basketball, you can beat anybody. And if you play really well in November and December and then kind of fall flat, as the Cavaliers did, more often than we'd like to think, under J.B. Bickerstaff, they started off well and then kind of plateaued a little bit.
Yep.
And then went into the playoffs, not maybe as primed as they could have been. Though they improved every year in the playoffs under J.B. So that's the thing. It's great now. You're not taking those wins out of the win column. They'll help you for your playoff seeding. But if you're the higher seed and you're not playing as well, as the team that won 15 of its last 18 games to get into the playoffs. Well, you could be in big trouble.
Somebody, I have a friend that keeps saying this to me all the time because I just think he's kind of a nervous Nelly.
Get off my lawn?
No, clean up. Not saying that either.
Is that it?
Yeah, no, it doesn't say that either. The Cavs need a loss. Do you ever need a loss?
Nope.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I'm not buying into that at all.
I'll bet you they get one at some point.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, could they go undefeated through the regular season and the playoffs? Sure, why not? Someone's got to do it at some point, don't they?
No.
It is fun, man. I love watching this team play. I can't remember last time. Like last night, you know, we're talking about Thursday night football and how I couldn't make it awake, or I couldn't stay awake past halftime. I just kind of feel like, especially the way they're playing and how close some of these last couple games have been, it's must-see TV early on in NBA season. Because I'll be the first to tell you, and I used to drive you crazy when we first started this. I used to see you had smoke come out of your ears. I'd be like, it's an NBA game. You really don't need to watch until the last 2 minutes. Do you remember when you used to get really upset with me when I would say that?
Well, because I didn't like seeing my good friend Andy come off as so silly.
It wasn't silly at the time, and I still tend to agree with that sometimes. If you just watch the fourth quarter, you're in good shape. You're in good shape. But they're must-see TV the whole way through.
Are they?
Right now they are. It's just, it's fun. It's fun. And, you know,
well, they're playing a really entertaining style of basketball. The ball doesn't stick very often. You have guys who know what to do with it. Again, I mentioned yesterday the nitpick. Just make sure you get, you know, keep getting Evan Mobley shots. Keep moving the ball. Don't become the two ball dominant guard offense again. And I don't know that they will. I do think in the last couple of games it's been a little bit of a concern.
They've scored more than 110 points in all but two of these games too. I mean, they're putting points on the board. They get hot. They stay hot. It's not. I'm glad he's on our team because he would probably drive me crazy if he was playing for somebody else. Donovan Mitchell has an arrogance to him when he is hot that is so enjoyable when he's on your team.
Have you not watched the NBA?
No,
the
I know,
last,
but he just
in the last couple of decades.
I'm going back to. I'm trying to remember what game it was.
Anybody who's hot for any period of time in the NBA exudes arrogance on the court.
And do you enjoy that or not?
My name is.
Do you?
I didn't say every player in the league.
I'm just saying. But it's just so. It's one of those things that when it's somebody on another team, you just want to punch them in the face. Every time the Browns defense, when you're down 21 points, decides they're going to celebrate and do a sack dance and decide that is the right time to celebrate, I'm like, oh, man. Just look at the scoreboard. Why are we celebrating? What are we doing? What do we just get back in the huddle? Let's go. And so, like, when I see it, it's a major irritant. I think that's one of the reasons why I like Nick Chubb, too, so much. He just hands the football back to the ref, gets back, goes back, knows what he did, because it's a business trip, right? My journey to the end zone was a business trip, and I hope he has plenty of those for the rest of the season. But I just, when you watch Mitchell play and you see that, and you're like, I'm glad he's on my team. Glad he's on my team. Chicago tonight, Jeff, you know, they just played Chicago. They won that game 119-113.
Had to work at it.
Yeah, they had to work. Give me the advantage of being at home now in this situation against the same team you just played 2 days ago.
I know home court is a big deal in the NBA. You know it is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get teams that come into town and play well. The Cavs have reached that point already where, okay, we're playing the Cavs tonight. Here's the A game. To quote Tiger Woods. By the way, did anybody ever say my A game before Tiger? I'm sure, but he's the one who popularized it. You're going to get the A game from most everybody. And you can be sure the Bulls are going to bring it. Bulls have a nice team. You know, there are a handful.
Do you think the Cavaliers brought their A game to Philadelphia the other night?
No.
I know. I didn't think so.
Well, you got the A game out of the Philadelphia benchwarmers.
Yes.
That's my point. The Cavs aren't bringing their A game. They don't have to. They're playing really well. But what the point is that the opponents are going to be ready for the Cavs every time they play, at least while the Cavs are this hot. I mean, the Cavs aren't going to sneak up on anybody. That's a great sign for your team.
Do you have an unsung hero on this team?
I do, actually.
I have two.
It's Ty Jerome.
Okay, I have one other. How's that sound?
I think I just love the idea that he, and he's got a history with Kenny Atkinson, you know, which a couple of other guys do. Caris LeVert might be my other unsung hero because he's not getting a whole
done.
Lot.
Done. Thanks for that.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, you just answered
Sorry.
Both my questions. That's okay. Remember, I said there were two. So,
well, both of those guys, to me, Andy, have been unsung contributors who have stepped into their roles, haven't complained, and have really produced. And I love the idea that you can go to the bench and bring in a guy who, I keep this in mind, I'm not saying is a better player, because I don't think that's the case, but might be a better point guard than Darius Garland. Darius is a better player. But you can go to Ty, hey, we want this run. Go do this. Settle this down. And he can go in and do it for you. And that's nothing disparaging about Darius. But that says something about Ty and the role he can play on this team. You know, usually if your starting point guard goes out of the game, it's chaos. I think when it might even be a little bit, you tone down the chaos when you bring Ty Jerome into the game. I think that's pretty cool. And you know I've been fond of Caris LeVert since he was in Brooklyn playing for Kenny Atkinson. I think Caris is a fine NBA player, and he's done a really nice job.
Yeah, I agree with you on both those. So it's kind of hard for me. Like I had like 5 pages of notes on mine. You took like 4.5.
I did them all, huh?
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate you. It's almost like you looked at my notes before class, and now you're still...
Trust me.
You may have to go in front of the honor council because you may have taken my notes on some of the stuff that we're talking about here. So I don't know. I always kind of look at those guys that don't get the headlines but are the backbone of success. And I just think both those guys, although I do love the fact, I don't feel there's pressure on the winning streak because Kenny Atkinson's playing so many different guys. I'm just looking at minutes here. How many guys are averaging 20 minutes plus on this team? In fact, there's only 4 guys that aren't averaging 20 minutes plus.
What are there, 10 guys between like 31 minutes and 16 minutes a game?
Like,
that's really nice.
And Ty Jerome's 16, sorry. So, but most of those guys are like 18. And so, you know, Tristan Thompson is 5.2. Travers is 3.5. Craig Porter is 5.4. And then Jalen Tyson, 5.0. So, like, when you look at long-term sustainability – like, I look at stuff like that. All these guys, how many guys are averaging more than 10 points a game? Like, how much does that help? Look at your rebounds. And, you know, everybody's contributing. How many guys are above 4 on the assist mark? Or above 3. Let's go above 3 even. Jerome is at 3.4. LeVert is 4.4. Garland, 6.5. I would say Mitchell, 4.1. So when you look at just kind of the whole big picture as compared to just like, okay, one individual's doing this, like, that's not where we are, you know? And so, I don't know. I like it, but I keep looking at this text going, they need to lose. They need to lose, and I can't stomach that. And then now I got an explanation why he feels like they need to lose. But we'll talk a little bit more about that.
Does he think they're getting a little flat right now, right?
Yeah, that they need to reset.
Yeah.
Can you see that?
Not yet.
Yeah, I don't see that yet either. I don't know. Do you? 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Tim May joins us at 1. And, of course, you know, we'll have Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up a little bit later in the show. Talking Cavs now.
The deal.
Coal.
It's all that stuff.
Coal makes diamonds, right? Isn't that
it's
what it is?
All that
pressure?
Stuff. Yep. All that stuff.
Can you buy into that? Like, I can't buy into that. Just keep going.
Oh, you can. I would say they haven't played as well in a couple of the wins. Guess what? They won.
Yeah, you're not going to win every game beautiful.
No. I mean, they've not played as well in some of the recent games.
Hang on. I'm looking at the...
And they've won.
I'm looking at the standings. I do not see a column for ugly wins. No, I'm missing that. Owen is in Avon Lake. Hi, Owen. How are you?
What's up, Big O?
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good. What's a good word?
I just wondered what you guys' thought on was... Like, obviously, I love Kenny Atkinson now. I love how we're doing. When we got rid of Bickerstaff and hired him, like, what did you think about that? Because I never thought we should have gotten rid of him in the first place. Obviously, it's working out now. But I thought what Bickerstaff was doing was good. Obviously, we didn't get to that next step. But I liked him, and we got better every year with him. And I don't know. I never really felt like we should have gotten rid of him.
I thought this. I like JB. I thought he did a nice job defensively. He really set the tone. They did get better each year and improved in the playoffs, and their offense was horrendous. And I thought that, and I said this on the show, if JB's coming back next year, you need to hire an offensive coordinator and let him coach the offense. Because I thought their offense was horrendous.
So, Owen, I'm going to take it you didn't like the front office then. You didn't like what the front office was doing.
I just didn't understand the move.
It's easy to have perspective now on this, but
the front office thought there was more to get out of this group of
absolutely.
Players.
Absolutely, and right now they seem to have been right, that they didn't have the right – it's not that he's a bad coach. He just didn't have the right philosophy for the players that he had on the floor. Is that a fair way to put it, Jeff, don't you think? It's not that he's a bad coach.
No, they wanted something more for this group, and they thought there was a lot more to get out of it offensively. You know, the one thing, and I don't mean to poo-poo guys who bank on being defensive coaches, you know, and guys stress that like crazy. The one thing about defense, you still have to outscore the other team. And as silly as that sounds, all right, we can have the best defense in the world. If our offense stinks, we lose. Because you're not going to shut everybody out, not in the NBA, not in the NFL, not in Major League Baseball. I mean, you can have the best pitching staff. You still got to score some runs because your pitchers aren't going to throw a shutout every game. And so that's what the thinking was. The one thing I thought it did do, Owen, was put the onus of this thing on the front office because they didn't change the lineup. They didn't change the roster much at all. They changed the coaching staff. They changed the philosophy. So if this doesn't work, and it's certainly working now, it's on the front office. Because Kenny has shown what he's capable of doing, you know, with the same group of players that JB had playing good defense and had playing good basketball. But offensively, they're a much, much, much better team right now.
All right, Owen, you good?
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Owen checking in from Avon Lake, 216-474-0092. That's that same number you're going to be able to call at the end of the show for quick predicts when we ask you who's going to win Sunday's game. Browns or Saints. Just continue on with the Cavaliers. You know, you're looking at a team that's now 13-0, as we've said a thousand times. Chicago comes in here 5-7. I'm sure they're a little bit chapped from the other night when they probably thought they could have beat the Cavs in Chicago, but they didn't. So the Cavs now host this game. Then they'll have another game on Sunday, take on Charlotte. And then the big one on Tuesday, game that's on TNT, you'll have Boston and the Cavaliers, and who knows where they'll be at that point, you know, winning streak, losing streak, or not losing streak, but winning streak, or maybe we'll have dropped one by then, or maybe that's the night that I think we all kind of have circled. I'm really looking forward to seeing them play Boston because, you talk about you need to lose a game to have a reset. I don't think when they play Boston in Boston on Tuesday, anyone's going to be thinking about a reset. I think they're going to be saying, I mean, the Cavs.
Game of the year right now in the NBA.
Yeah.
This season so far. It's game of the year.
It's not about, like, that's an automatic I'm bringing my A game. I don't think there's any question. You know what you're walking into. You know what a little bit of a playoff atmosphere is. You know what a big game is. The big game. It's a big game.
Much bigger than big.
If you could see them improve on something, Jeff, give me something you want them to improve on.
Gosh, that's like saying, what's wrong with the Mona Lisa? She didn't smile?
No, she didn't smile nearly enough.
It's not big enough.
Yeah. Now, see, that's a valid point.
Mona Lisa's not as big as you think it
Mona is. Mona Lisa's a small painting.
It's actually a small painting.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which makes it even maybe a better work of art.
Yeah, you'd think it would be bigger. It's not.
There you go.
Yeah.
How long would you have to sit there for that pose to get the picture the way you want it? Right?
Well, no wonder that you just take a picture. Such a bad mood.
You take a photograph and do it from that.
Yeah, I don't think they had one at the time.
Thank you for catching that.
It's a little bit dated. Speaking of, Cavaliers jumped into that yesterday.
What would I like to see him improve on?
Yes.
Did you say?
Yes.
Just make sure you keep getting shots for a variety of players. And I feel silly saying this sometimes. Because Donovan Mitchell is a terrific NBA player, and so is Darius Garland. I don't want them taking significantly more shots all the time. You know, there are certain games where, in the Philadelphia game, the last one they played was an example. Hey, well, this isn't going well. Donovan, we need you here. Go. Darius, we need you here. Go. But if you incorporate the other guys, then you're going to be a better overall team. So just, and I thought it was really interesting that we pointed out yesterday, the last three games, Evan Mobley has an illness. Maybe it was on him. Maybe he's been a little ill. I don't know. But he played. But the last three games, each game, he had 11 shots three games ago, which tied his season low. And then it was, I believe, 9 shots and then 8 shots. So new season lows in his last three games in field goal attempts. Maybe he's not been up to snuff health-wise. But give him shots, because all that does is it makes it harder to defend Darius and Donovan. Just, that's it. Again, what a nitpick. But, you know, you're 13-0. You asked. That's the thing.
Why do you think the East is so bad, Jeff? Is it because the Cavs are that good?
The East isn't so bad.
Why is the East off to such
a slow start?
Bad start.
Yeah, I don't know. There, how's that for analysis?
That's good stuff.
I don't know.
You know, the Eastern Conference doesn't warm up till the weather gets cold.
Philadelphia's been.
My mom used to say that to me. She'd be cooking dinner in the 70s, yeah. And she'd say, like, you know, the Eastern Conference doesn't get hot.
Philly's been beat up. And I don't know. I think Milwaukee is screaming for a trade. I'm anxious
to
see. Yeah, I think they will. I'm anxious to see what they bring in, because I think they'll bring in something.
Giannis, though, right? Is that what you're saying?
They'll bring in something to help Giannis.
Any chance they get rid of Giannis?
No.
Dan, you're close to that neck of the
woods. Would you like basketball in Milwaukee to come to an end? Trade Giannis.
Hang on, is this thing on?
Yes, it's
on. No, they're not trading Giannis. It's not happening.
Although there have been rumors out there.
Rumblings. Yes.
Yeah. We've had.
Andy didn't just come up with that one through his extensive research.
We have had rumors about Giannis leaving Milwaukee for
5 years?
Yeah, about 5-6 years.
Yeah.
Everybody points to that when it goes, well, you know, Giannis might want out. The thing, as long as they continue to contend, which right now gets a little hairy because they go in all in on a guy who I think is 40, Dame Lillard's pretty close. As long as they continue to contend, Giannis is going to be there.
I don't think he's that old.
There was a great, I think he is. He's close. He's older than you think because he was a guy that was 4 years in college.
Yeah. I'll look it up. I'm curious. I'm guessing he's 33.
Do the Google. Use the Google. So
use the Googler.
Anyway, I'm not paying attention to you proceeding to give me all sorts of stuff.
We're 24. Over here. Are you trying to say 24?
34.
He's 34.
Well, whatever. How about putting up three fingers in?
Yep.
That was two. I always thought, is your thumb a finger? Get back in the box. Be quiet. We're done with you for today. You got to do two keys
we
in the lock.
We need a curtain. I keep sitting behind it. We need a curtain.
You people should have to work in the
environment.
What
you need to do is sit over here because
right
you can't see him.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
You guys got to look at him.
So jealous.
Now would be the time to trade him, though. I wonder what they could get for him.
For Hody?
No.
We've got a bag of donut holes?
What? I would do that in a second.
I know you would.
That's a total. That's a win for us. You know what? They could even be powdered, and I'd be okay with that, which are my least favorite donut type or little Timbits.
We love Yander, or we wouldn't kid, you know.
And I love you, Jeff.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Jeff speaks for himself and only himself. The express written consent of Jeff Phelps. Giannis has.
You guys are brutal.
Mm-hmm. So what? Giannis,
just a young man striving to have a career in the biz.
He's good through 27.
Yeah, they're not trading Giannis. It's not going to happen.
Good time, man. Think of the return they could get on him, knowing that you pick him up, you're good for 2 years, and then he's got the player out. Like, after he wins a championship here with
Brian
this team.
Winters and Junior Bridgman and Dave Myers.
You're bringing back all the old Cavs?
No, those are the guys the Bucks picked up for Kareem.
I mean,
how'd that work out?
Hey, Giannis is a god in that city. On top of, it's like him and Christian Yelich and maybe Jackson Churio finding his way in there. And then above that is all of, you know, a boatload of Packers and all of that stuff in there. But those two run Milwaukee, essentially. They're not getting rid of Giannis. You have to remember with Giannis, they raised Giannis, essentially. I keep hating to, like, reference these pieces. Lee Jenkins did an awesome piece on Giannis and where he came from and growing up in Milwaukee and all that stuff probably about 10 years ago that is must read. And it's basically this, like, poor guy was so used to living on the streets for so long, he would take all of the food that they had left over and would take it home because he didn't want it to get thrown out.
You know what else he did? Did Lee mention the banking situation?
Yes, that's in that piece.
Giannis, because of his background, Andy, in Greece and everything else, when he got his money,
mm-hmm.
he opened accounts at like 10 different banks around Milwaukee because he was afraid of banks failing.
Ah.
And he put, you know, big chunks of money in a bunch of different banks and mm-hmm. savings accounts and stuff.
When guys would throw out their shoes, he would trash pick them. He would go pick the shoes and take them home because to him there was still more tread left on these. And you can't throw those out.
What would he do with them, though?
He just, like, kept them. They had to go into his apartment and throw out a whole bunch of old food that he never got around to eating and then work with him to say, we're not throwing this food out anymore. We're going to start donating it because him growing up so poor in Greece, you never throw out food.
Right.
You know, we couldn't afford that. We couldn't do it.
That's a great story.
Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff with him and the time in Milwaukee and all that stuff. I can't see Milwaukee ever moving on from that.
All right. Tim May's going to join us at 1. Jake Paul, Mike Tyson tonight. Big fight. When's the last time you were this excited for a fight? Who do you want to win? And then I've got to ask you to go check in on our poll. And our poll is asking, are you watching the Cavs and the NBA Cup, or would you rather watch Jake Paul, Mike Tyson? Which one is more must-see TV?
And you won't believe what Tyson said to an 11-year-old.
Oh, was she 11?
I don't know. Might have been 12.
We'll find out next. Jake Paul, Mike Tyson. We're going to talk about that in a second. What do you got?
A little bit of news coming out of Berea. Defensive tackle Mike Hall Jr. not on the practice field during the open portion of practice. Added to the injury report yesterday with a knee injury. Was not on the practice field, according to multiple reports that are out there in Berea during the open portion of practice. Again, Kevin Stefanski will address the media at about 1:30, somewhere in there. They do it after practice is done. We will have the injury report for you as well before Stefanski hits the podium.
All right. Tim May, 1 o'clock, Letterman Row. We'll talk Ohio State Northwestern. They're playing that game at Wrigley. If you haven't had a chance, just Google a picture of what the field looks like. It looks awesome. It's going to be cool. So I'm kind of glad the game's at Wrigley because I think it makes it a little bit bigger than maybe what it really is. But we'll ask Tim May about that. Kevin Stefanski's press conference, as Dan just said. And then we'll wrap things up with quick predicts where you'll have the opportunity to tell us the score of the Browns-Saints game on Sunday and then give us Monday morning's headline. All right. Speaking of headlines, fight tonight, Netflix, Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, it's odd for me.
Local guy.
You could say both those guys are a little bit local guys, right? Didn't Mike live here for a while?
Well.
Mike had a house in, Orville? He had one in Shaker, didn't he?
Not in Orville. Orwell.
Yeah.
It was Orwell.
But anyway, he's got some Ohio ties to him a little bit there. Okay. And so I don't look at it the same way. I got to be honest, I hope Tyson goes in there and just knocks him out quick. Because I do think if the fight goes a little bit long, that could be bad for Mike Tyson. And I say this as a man.
How old do you think Mike is?
58.
You're correct.
Yeah. He's older than me. That's all. I just know he's a little bit older than me.
That's older than I thought he was. And he still looks like
he looks great, beat
the three of us up with one hand and not even trying to.
Yeah, I just.
All at the same time.
Are we expecting this to be a regular fight? What do you guys expect?
Andy, these are not regular fights. These are sideshows.
Why do you think so many people are so excited about this fight?
It's Mike Tyson. You know, he'd destroy any of us. And Jake Paul would destroy any of us.
Yeah, that's true, too.
You know, I mean, give Jake credit, man. He's put together. He's done his thing fighting whatever kind of fights these are. To me, when the biggest fights in boxing appear to be circus sideshows, it tells you where the sport is in this day and age. And that's a shame. It used to be a phenomenal sport. And nothing against Jake Paul. I wouldn't want to mess with him. Neither would any of us. But, you know, he's fighting 58-year-old guys and circus clowns. I think there's been some circus clowns on the card.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to watching this. I don't know if this – is this a generational fight, too? I'm just kind of curious. Is this Gen X against
– Andy, it's not
– What is he, a millennial?
It's like –
Jake Paul's a millennial. I don't know.
I mean, what – Take any old fighter and throw him in against somebody, and that's something. To me, athletics is about people in their prime doing their thing. And if it's not, then you go and you join the PGA Seniors Tour.
Well, I got to tell you.
And nothing wrong with the Seniors Tour, but you're not expecting them to be the type of caliber that you see on the regular tour. If you want to go fight somebody, you know, go fight whatever heavyweight has any of the heavyweight championships right now. Dan mentioned one name of a guy.
Does the championship matter when you know you can make money like this?
That's the point.
By the way, I'll question this too.
It's become a different version of WWE. We know WWE is fake.
What?
But people get hurt in that. You've got to be an incredible athlete to
do it.
Yes,
you do. Yeah, you do.
And people are going to get hurt in this. But it's a show. It's all it is. And that's okay. I mean, that people are going to pay for it. That's okay. Nothing wrong with it, but let's not call it boxing. I mean, you got a 58-year-old. Got a 58-year-old former champ. Okay. Might have been the most devastating boxer of all time until Buster Douglas caught him in Japan.
I look at, you say in your prime. Okay, so here's what I'm looking at. Mike Tyson, as far as doing interviews, still in his prime. You know a little bit more about this. Yesterday, he was doing an interview with what? Or 2 days ago?
I don't know where this young lady was from, but she was a young reporter, 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow she's there where, and at some point, she got a hold of Mike Tyson here. And was able to talk to him. And her name is Jazzy.
Okay. She's on TikTok.
And she's 13. Okay,
yeah,
great.
TikTok, yeah.
She's 13. Let me repeat before we hear the interview. She's 13. Should you hit it, Dano?
Yep.
13. She handled it beautifully.
She did.
Mike handled it like he was... like he was hanging out.
He dropped an F-bomb on a 13-year-old
interviewer. It got worse, actually. He continued. He just... and the look on Mike's face, if you think about Mike Tyson in his prime not caring about anything.
She's going to have nightmares after
and,
that interview.
And that was the look he had the whole time. And she's, you know, she's this punky little 13-year-old girl. She's got her glasses on, her nice earrings, and... she's talking to Mike Tyson and doing a great job. And Mike's like, who cares? You're dead.
You're going to be dust.
I'm going to be dead. Why do I care what people think?
I went back and watched the whole thing. It's like 4 minutes and 30 seconds. Like, she's outstanding.
She did a great job.
She hung in there, man.
Dude,
if I'm one of these news stations, I'm hiring her. She's awesome. She hung like a champ.
She did.
Oh, my goodness.
And Mike's just...
like, you look at her, and she's just smiling through the whole thing. Like, yes, Mr. Tyson, absolutely.
13. And
probably in her head is sitting there going, what? God,
Mike cut her no slack.
Can I give you an update on this poll on top of that, too?
Oh,
that
was funny. Listen, you have no reaction to the interview?
I do. I think it's Mike Tyson. That's the same Mike Tyson. Whether he was, 18, 19 years old fighting, or whether he's 58.
Legacy is another word for ego.
She asked him about the pigeons. He gives a really thoughtful answer on life, hanging out with pigeons.
It
was pretty good.
Going to be dead.
She definitely seemed like she was researched. She knew exactly what she wanted to ask. She was very prepared for the interview. And she was even prepared to hear words that probably wouldn't be part of a normal interview. All right, so let me give you this part, too. Ready? So we went on 92.3 The Fan. And the question came out, which event tonight is more must-watch for you? Cavs go 14-0 against Chicago, or the fight itself, Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson? So 1,100 votes. You still have 17 hours, so the fight will be over by the time this, and so will the game. But 1,100 votes, and you can still get in there if you want to do it. Do you want to guess what the percentages are?
No.
Okay, will you please guess?
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance.
Curry In to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Curry In for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Two-thirds. Two-thirds saying boxing.
I'm trying to think if that's the right way to present it. Dan, what do you think? Give me a percentage out of 100%.
70 are watching the Cavs, 30 are watching the fight.
Flipped of what I guessed.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait.
What are you watching?
The tension's building.
I'm watching the Cavs. I'd say 65-35 Cavs.
Oh.
The tension's building.
The correct answer, as of right now, with 17 hours and 22 minutes to go.
Nice, Dan.
The one that is more of a much-watched event. Cavs going for 14-0 against Chicago. 70%.
There you go.
70%. But that also means that 30% thought that Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson is must-watch. 30% of those that voted said Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson must-watch over the Cavs trying to go 14-0.
Well, there are 82 of those. After this one tonight, you never know.
Will you watch the fight, Jeff Phelps? Will you watch it?
Might be dead.
Will you watch it?
Watch the fight?
Yes.
No.
Dan Menigan, will you watch the fight?
If I were home, I might.
I'm going to steal a shtick on the pregame show on Sunday.
Yeah?
Hell no. Why the hell do I watch that? I don't need to watch old guys fight young guys. Why the hell am I watching that?
What? Exactly.
I don't know what pregame show you're listening to. Hody, watching, yes or
the
no?
The 92.3 The Fan pregame show. Which
I'm watching the Cavs.
Here.
I'm not watching the fight.
You're watching the Cavs? I am 100% watching this fight tonight. I absolutely am watching this. This is like all the kids at school say, ooh, fight it for school, fight it for school, fight it for school. And I'm going to be out there. I'm going to be in the circle. I'm going to be watching. I'll be locked in. And by the way, if you had to pick a winner, Jeff, pick your winner.
Mike Tyson.
How many rounds? I don't even know how many rounds they're fighting. I shouldn't ask that. Dan Menigan.
No one. We all leave depressed.
We all lose by something.
Humanity
like this.
Humanity loses.
Hody.
I am 100% with Jeff on Mike Tyson with one round.
One round, Mike Tyson. I think Paul's going to be smart enough to try to stretch this fight out as long as he can. He'll have the opportunity to maybe win. I don't think he's going to, but I'll take Mike Tyson in tonight's fight, too. All right, now we've settled.
They're both
all
going to win because they're going to get paid.
No, that's true. Tim May next. Kevin Stefanski after that. And Quick Predicts takes us home. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.